things we do wrong in the morning. I have often been thinking about why we find it so difficult to cope with issues during the day. Maybe we do things wrong in the morning. First, we allow ourselves to feel overwhelmed with things we need to do. You're probably familiar with this scenario. It feels like just seconds ago your head hit the pillow, yet your alarm is ringing and you force yourself to open your eyes. As soon as that happens, right on cue, your brain speeds up with thoughts, deadlines, must-dos. You get up from bed, go brush your teeth, and the brain continues at the same breakneck speed, so no wonder you're exhausted, but the day hasn't even really begun. But here's an idea for change. How about starting the day with one simple question? What is the one thing I'm committed to completing today? Focusing on the one thing keeps things simple. It helps your brain focus better. It makes you find the right priorities at work or school, and it streamlines your work. It's easy to incorporate it into your morning. First, write the question down on a sheet of paper and hang it on your bedroom or bathroom wall. Then, read it out loud as you start each day, for example, while brushing your teeth or getting dressed, and come up with an answer on the spot. The other problem is that we skip breakfast. Adding breakfast to the mix when we feel rushed in the morning doesn't sound like something we're willing to waste time on. It becomes yet another decision to make, and our reserves of willpower are already getting drained by deciding what needs to get done during the day. But how about preparing a 5-minute breakfast to give you energy for the day? Eating breakfast really does help to wake up your entire system. Also, if you pick something healthy and tasty, chances are greater you will make the habit stick. Extra points if you prepare something that's also nice to look at. A habit is easier to keep if we give ourselves this boost to make the ritual look more pleasant and something to look forward to. Also, we waste the morning on unimportant things. Many of us go straight to the news, watching them on TV, listening to them on the radio, going on YouTube, scrolling through social media. Being up to date on world events, especially during such turbulent times like this, is important. But maybe there's a better time to consume the news and social media. What about leaving it for later in the day? Turn off all notifications on your mobile phone. There's no need to always be on and monitor every single update on all your phone apps. Leave the phone alone until you're done with your most important work of the day. Close all tabs in your browser on the computer. Whenever you have multiple websites a fingertip away, you're more likely to take a peek. Create a clean, distraction-free zone on your desktop instead.